18 late in the third, man.
Yep, Big Ten football, USC at Washington. Get used to it. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Rain picking up again as we get ready to start the fourth quarter, 28-3 Iowa. Let's check in with Patrick.
So Wisconsin is down big in this game, you know, and they're trying to climb back into it. But one thing I think they're going to be looking for, too, down here is how they can hold up late. That was one of the big takeaways from last week's game against Penn State. Wisconsin battled, played well, and then just kind of faded down the stretch. Did not have the bodies, the depth to go blow for blow with Penn State four quarters. Well, here, Wisconsin, this game may already be decided. I'm not sure on that one yet. But I guarantee you this coaching staff is going to start looking to see who is responding in this fourth quarter yet, who is still playing hard, and who's going to hold up in a four-quarter fight. A lot to be proven here yet, I think, on this sideline.
Yeah, it's always that line, and Mark, you live this. You're always evaluated here. The score is what it is, but we're looking for fighters here. It's third down and three, Wisconsin at the Iowa 13. Chris Brooks in the lineup now. Slot right, motions into the backfield. Out of the pistol, Locke hands off to Walker, whipped to the turf behind the line of scrimmage at the 14-yard line by the linebacker, Kyler Fisher. And it's fourth down for Wisconsin, 4 yards to go. And the offense stays out there here for the Badgers.
Yeah, just saw Joe Huber pulled from his right guard spot, and he saw that pull, saw him, and ran right where he pulled from and came and brought Walker down for a loss.
Walker comes out. Berrion Dupree is in. Badgers getting their subs in a little late. Play clock is at 10. Fourth down and four from the Iowa 14-yard line. Getting Anthony wide to the left. Back to throw. Locke shuffles to his right. Fires to his right. C.J. Williams makes the catch. Touchdown, Wisconsin. Good throw. Really nice grab by Williams in the front right corner of the end zone. And the Badgers are in for the first time tonight.
Love that drop back. It just rolled out to his right, kept his eyes down the field, and a really nice catch by Williams. He had a leap out, extend, and a beautiful play. That's the way you get a great comeback started. Nice play, nice catch, nice touchdown, and we're back in it.
28-9, Iowa. Opening minute of the fourth quarter. Mark Tauscher sensing a New England Patriots type rally here.
I was going to say it, but I don't want to jinx it. And, you know, it's been Jinxie McJinkerson tonight, and we'll see.
Jinxie McJinkerson. PAT is good. We'll take a break. 14-12 remaining. Iowa 28, Wisconsin 10. Coming right back. This is Badger football from Learfield.
For the ultimate sports betting experience, get in the game at Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Unleash your inner champion with dozens of betting kiosks, a VIP deck, high-end bar, first-class restaurant, broadcast booth, a 2,000-square-foot video wall, and more. It's a sports fan's paradise, 24/7. Bet above the rest. Only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. Visit the website for more. Must be 21 years old. All bets must be made on-site.
Badger football lives here.
Oh, my goodness!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Amory Discount Liquor has the best selection of all alcoholic beverages, all for a great low price. Save now on new Glarus products, Bud Light, Miller Lite, Busch Light, and more. If beer isn't your choice, don't worry. Shop their selection of whiskeys, rums, wines, seltzers, and other options. And while you're shopping, check out their new selection of Lipton Hard Iced Tea and Hard Mountain Dew. Amory Discount Liquor, located on the south side of Amory at 1020 River Place Mall, open 9 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Wisconsin football brought to you in part by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, home to 24/7 gaming, exquisite dining, a luxurious hotel. Countless ways to win. Light up your senses. Details and hotel reservations at paysbig.com. The Ford scoring drive, 10 plays, 79 yards, took 4 minutes, 59 seconds. Braden Locke, a 14-yard strike to C.J. Williams. 14 minutes and 12 seconds remaining. It's 28-10, Iowa.
And Patrick mentioned at the end of the third quarter, that's you're down 28-3. There's not a doubt in my mind that you have a bunch of fighters. You have a lot of guys that are very prideful about what they do, and you're not going to see quit. That was what we saw right there, just guys competing, fighting, and finishing, and you never know. 28-3 seems like a long ways away. Now it's 28-10. Steal a possession, find a turnover, and all of a sudden you can turn the tide and get that momentum on your side.
Gavin Lahm set to kick off. In the air, and Caden Wiegent a yard deep coming out. He's to the 5, to the 10, 15. Wiegent across the 20-yard line and is yanked down shy of the 25. So when Arnett getting down there in kick coverage. Well, since I've been, as you would say, Jinxie McJinkerson, is that what it is?
I believe that's who it
is. Iowa has lost all of 2 fumbles all year.
How many pick sixes have they thrown?
Something. Well, I don't. They've thrown 9 passes tonight. They're not throwing.
I would think they're not. I mean, yeah. I would think they're going to continue to run, and they've had a night. 35 carries as a group, 238 yards. Obviously, Caleb Johnson's had a big night with 21 for 131. You have to figure out that. Get him in a third down. Try and force something that they don't want to do.
From the 23 of Iowa, first and 10, toss left side. Caleb Johnson running into a pile of Badgers led by Kurt Neal. Allegro getting in there as well. Gain of 2 to the 24 of Iowa. Second down. Yep. Brendan Sullivan, 6 of 9 through the air, but it's been on the ground. Caleb Johnson with 133 rushing yards now in this game. That was a gain of 1, actually. Second down and 9 for the Hawkeyes at their own 24. Jazzy and Patterson in there at running back now. Sullivan takes the pop pass there and instead hands to Patterson going north-south across the 25 to the 26-yard line. Elijah Hills, Ben Barton getting in there. And it's third down and 7 for the Hawkeyes.
And now is when you do wonder what Iowa's going to do, because you know it's a conservative operation. We've seen that today. They've been able to do it, but you're in this position. Do you put it up? Do you try to make that, or do you try to continue to stick with that ground game? We'll be curious to see their approach.
2 receivers right, 1 on the left. Third down and 7 for the Hawkeyes at their own 26-yard line. And Sullivan does drop the throw, sails it over the middle, and that is caught. Zach Ornworth breaks a tackle, 40, 35, 30, 25-yard line, and finally caught near the 20 of Wisconsin. Zach Ornworth, the tight end, came in with half a dozen receptions. Haven't seen Luke Lachey tonight, so Ornworth says, I got this. They'll mark at the 21 of the Badgers.
Give Iowa credit. They went for it. They didn't sit back and just run it and try to win it that way. They went. Wisconsin only rushes 4. They're dropped into zone, and he made a beautiful throw into a pretty good zone coverage. A lot of yards after catch. Big play.
53 yards on that pitch and catch on first down. The handoff to Caleb Johnson trying the left side and gets a hard yard. That's about it. Well, you mentioned Iowa's offense. I mean, it's obviously been so ground-oriented up until a moment ago. Tim Lester, the first year as the offensive coordinator, was on the Packers staff last year as a senior analyst. He has head coaching experience, including Western Michigan, up and through the 2022 season. Second down and 9 for the Hawkeyes at the 20-yard line of Wisconsin. 3.5 minutes gone by fourth quarter, 28-10 Iowa. Johnny Piscusi, the tight end, motions to the formation, keeping it to Sullivan, running right to the 15, to the 10, Sullivan to the 5, Sullivan to the end zone, and touchdown Iowa. Brendan Sullivan, as Iowa answers the Wisconsin score very, very quickly.
I'm not going to take the New England deal anymore. That was another really impressive 3rd and 7, that conversion for 53. But there, that shows you the merits of having a quarterback that you trust running it, because Wisconsin is selling out to stop that run. they're bringing their guys, and you're putting your defensive ends, I think that time it was Daryl Peterson, in a really tough spot to try and stop him. Wasn't able to. Don't know if he got all the way in. They're going to review it, but just a great finish there by Sullivan. Gives you just such a added dimension on offense when you have that quarterback that is that versatile and can run it. And I think he's going to end up being a little bit short here.
You think?
I thought they just said it. That's why the fans are booing. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And if you watch here, look, this is where his head was at. He was thinking of hurdling. He was going to hurdle, and then he saw that the guy didn't go, so he kind of stopped it. He still almost burrowed himself into the end zone.
Instead, they're a half a yard away, first and goal. Jazzy and Patterson lines up behind Sullivan. Pistol formation, handoff Patterson. Oh, he got hit hard by Allegro,
and he keeps
Patterson out of the end zone. What a play by Christian Allegro.
That's his 12th tackle of the night. He's got a tackle and a half, 1.5 tackles for loss, a sack. It's never a coincidence. You keep saying his name for a reason. He's flying all over the place tonight.
Second and goal, a half yard away. Caleb Johnson back in there. He has rushed for 2 touchdowns so far tonight. He is to the left of Sullivan in the shotgun. Jacob Gill wide left, motions right. And keeping it as Sullivan throws over the middle in the end zone, incomplete. And a flag is down. If they wanted Seth Anderson, coverage from Hunter Wohler. The flag coming a beat or two after the play, but Wisconsin's going to get hit, it looks like, with pass interference.
Pass interference, defense number 24. Penalty includes an automatic first down.
So they're maybe a foot away, if that. 10:29 remaining, 28-10 Iowa. Put an extra
lineman
in there.
Kind of surprising that he dropped back.
Very much so.
Kudos. It's from Wisconsin's standpoint, we'll take that. I know it's a PI. Be aggressive, grab, clutch, make them call that on a second and goal at the half-inch line.
Cade Pieper, extra offensive lineman, right side of the formation on first and goal. And a fumbled exchange between Sullivan and Caleb Johnson. And the old reverse jinx almost worked. Yeah. Iowa recovered. And the Hawkeyes have lost just 2 fumbles all season and nearly lost a third. That play, though, lost some yardage. Second and goal at the 2.
That's why you always continue to fight for every inch. And you stopped him short. Now you never know if you could create that turnover. Ball bounced back up to Iowa. That's why you just keep scrapping, keep fighting, keep competing.
9:52 remaining. Second and goal for the Hawkeyes. Double wide to the right. Johnson, the running back. Give Caleb Johnson. Yeah. Touchdown, Iowa. So they almost gave it away. Instead, they were able to pounce on the bad exchange and score on the next play. Make it 34-10, the Hawkeyes.
Yeah, and it almost looked, the snap was a little bit off, the timing is off, but the blocking up front wasn't off. That was, you always say down on the goal line, you want to roll your guys. If you're an offensive lineman, get your feet into the end zone, you're going to get your backs, and that unfortunately was the case there for Wisconsin.
So Drew Stevens ready for the PAT. It is in the air, and it is good. Hey, Badger fans, the Wisconsin Pork Association reminds you to support a pig farmer by purchasing pork all year long. Visit WPPA.org for recipes and information. 9:42 left here in Iowa City. The Iowa Hawkeyes 35, the Wisconsin Badgers 10. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. If you want to know what California banker Eric Hovde really thinks, all we need to do is listen to his own words.
On repealing the Affordable Care Act, Eric Hovde said,
"We have to try to defund every aspect of Obamacare."
On Social Security, Hovde said he absolutely supports cuts.
Absolutely.
And on raising the retirement age, Hovde says,
"You have to start changing the retirement age."
So now, when greedy banker Eric Hovde, who owns a $7 million California beach home, says he supports a new $4 trillion tax break for rich guys like himself,
we know it's Wisconsin families who'll pay for those Hovde tax breaks. With a 28% cut in Social Security, a 25% cut in Medicare,
and a 40% cut in veterans benefits.
It's all true because Eric Hovde is already on the record.
California banker Hovde has always been in this for himself, and now it's going to cost us.
Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Iowa's touchdown drive, 8 plays, 77 yards, took 4 minutes, 24 seconds. Caleb Johnson, his third rushing touchdown tonight, is 19th of the season. 24 carries, 135 yards for Caleb Johnson. The Hawkeyes have 356 yards of offense, 263 on the ground. 9:42 remaining, 35-10, Iowa leading Wisconsin.
I give Iowa a lot of credit because Wisconsin cuts the lead. They go down and get it. And are they going to come back and win? Odds would say no. But you get them to 3rd and 7, and momentum's a heck of a deal. And I would have guessed from an Iowa standpoint, you're going to keep running the football. And they trusted Sullivan to make a throw. And what did it go for? 50-some-odd yards.
53, yep.
53 yards. He's got 93 yards. That was a big-time play in a clutch situation, and then just went back to the well, pounded the football, took some time off the clock, and now, you know, obviously this thing has gotten away from the Wisconsin Badgers in a big way.
Well, Hawkeyes on a path to beat Wisconsin for the third straight year and the fourth in the last five. Drew Stevens ready to kick off. And another return chance maybe. Nope, Vinny Anthony will let it sail over his head into the end zone. And the Badgers will start at their 25-yard line. Even more bad news, the Rusty Toolbox will stay here in Iowa City. The Iowa managers winning that long-standing Friday night rivalry flag football game.
How much do you think that recruiting, when Jeremy and that team is putting their group together, how much of that you think they look at how they can do it out on the field?
It's a good question.
Yeah.
Good point. Yep.
Portal season.
Ready with the portal. First down from the Badger 25. Locke with a short pass to Nowakowski, and Riley Nowakowski just got popped right away by Jay Higgins, the linebacker. Gain of one.
That just shows you Iowa's fundamentals and what they do. That was a misdirection. Kind of threw it back across to Nowakowski, and you're thinking there's going to be a lot of space because you're selling the run to the left, but Iowa stays home, and they fundamentally just a beautiful job by their defense.
It's been a storyline for the defense forever. Phil Parker, the longtime coordinator. Norm Parker, no relation before that. Here's Locke on second down, rolling right, lets it fly. Williams will make the catch as he falls out of bounds, just shy of the 35-yard line. So it'll be third down and short, it looks like. Kirk Ferentz trying to offer some advice so that maybe that was not caught inbounds.
I thought maybe his tuchus was out of bounds as he caught that. Iowa was going crazy on the sideline, but it looks like it held up.
Yeah, they're going to take a look.
I was going to say we should have went quick, but
yeah, that's seriously, that's one of those where you got to kind of recognize that and get up there and go, but they did not, so there will be a review.
Yeah, I mean, in Green Bay, we'd have plays. We'd just say, it didn't matter if it was a big play, and you could tell if a receiver comes back and says, we got to go, that means they didn't catch it. So you get moving, and they think they catch everything, but you sprint up to run a play, and you don't give time for that opposing team to look at it on the Jumbotron and potentially challenge
something.
Yeah,
and you're late enough in the year, you got to know that. I mean, we'll see.
Yeah, he's out of bounds. I thought his tuchus was on that white, and it looked like that's what Kirk Ferentz saw, too.
He had a great view. He was right there.
But then again, one cheek is like 3 feet, right? Isn't that how it works?
What was the Jets game the other night? It's like if the same foot bounces twice in the end zone, the other ball, is that a catch?
Well, the guy, like, I mean, Garrett Wilson makes an unbelievable catch.
It was incredible. Here's the call.
He says took us.
After further review, the receiver was out of bounds when he made possession of the ball. Therefore, it's an incomplete pass. Ball be placed back at the 26-yard line, where it'll be third down.
Talking about these Iowa defenses and Phil Parker now, Norm Parker for a long time. I remember when Paul Chris was a coordinator at Wisconsin, he would tell the story that he'd meet with Norm Parker on the field. Like, okay, we're going to line up this way. You guys are going to do this all the time. We know what we're going to do. Let's go have a beer across the street and watch the game.
You know, they make an agreement before the week. Yeah. Hey, we can save ourselves a lot of time.
We know what you do. You know what we do. Third down and 9 for the Badgers at their own 26-yard line. 3 receivers left, 1 on the right. Walker, the running back, snap the lock. Iowa bringing 4. Braden looks, throws to the right, and it's almost intercepted. Intended for C.J. Williams. Jermari Harris going up for it, but could not pull it down. Yet the Badgers are still forced to punt from their own 26-yard line.
Pretty good protection there. That was, I think he got a little predetermined again, and I say that a couple times a game, it feels like, and that was a case where zone coverage, he dropped right back in there. Very fortunate to not have his third interception of the night.
So another punt for Atticus Bertrams as the rain picks up a little bit here. Line of scrimmage, the 26 of Wisconsin. Bertram steps up, and he pops this one up. Fair catch signaled by Wiegen at the 35-yard line in Iowa territory. And with that, we will take a break at 39-yard punts. Just as a touchdown tastes great teamwork, a successful farm tastes great tractors, combines, hay tools, and more. Visit KSIH.com/Badgers. We'll step out. 8:28 remaining. Iowa 35, Wisconsin 10. This is Badger football from Learfield.
At the Certified Angus Beef brand, we know the best moments, the ones that become cherished memories, don't just happen. We make them happen. Through the people we surround ourselves with, by the traditions we hold dear, and with the food we share. It takes a little effort, but finding the perfect meal, well, that's no effort at all. Just look for the Certified Angus Beef brand, because if it's not certified, it's not the best. Shop the pig today for the highest quality certified Angus beef.
Bucky says, on Wisconsin. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is a 1,200-mile footpath started in the 1950s and now running through 30 Wisconsin counties. The Ice Age Trails PR director, Melissa Pyrick, says one group of hikers describes it best.
They started in St. Croix Falls, so they kind of did this North Woods, which is very rural and rustic. And they said they couldn't believe once you get down into the southern part of the state, especially Dane County, all of a sudden it turns into prairies and it's just beautiful.
The trail continues south to Janesville, then back to the northeast and up to Sturgeon Bay. It is also one of just 11 in the country designated as a national scenic trail. Learn more about it in your area at iceagetrail.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Get yourself ready. College basketball opening night Monday. Wisconsin at the Kohl Center. Greg Gard's team taking on Holy Cross out of the Patriot League. Our coverage starts at 6. Brian Butch will have the call at 7 o'clock Monday night. Wisconsin and Holy Cross, an interesting team. Last year, it ranked dead last in Division I in defensive efficiency, yet it had the Patriot League's Defensive Player of the Year. There is my nugget of knowledge in preparation for Monday's lid lifter.
Well, I do believe that where Holy Cross, we found this out earlier too, second biggest city in the state of Massachusetts. Do you know what that's called?
How about that?
Worcester? What is it called?
War chest. You know, what you put on steak on first down. Here's Kamari Moulton, loose to the 40, 45, and oh, just getting a piece of him. I think that was Allegro who prevented that from being a whole lot worse. They'll mark at the 48 of Wisconsin. 8:14 remaining, 35-10, Iowa leading Wisconsin.
And Wisconsin rocked its front. It was Allegro, I believe, that just tripped him up. But when you rock your front, Wisconsin rocked everything towards their sideline. And Iowa did a fantastic job of washing everything back. And then a nice cut. Luckily, Allegro was able to just kind of wipe his shoes and got him down on the ground.
First and 10, Iowa at the Wisconsin 48-yard line. Brendan Sullivan under center. Takes the snap, gives it to Moulton, and he gets taken down. Might have been Elijah Hills getting in there for the Badgers. Tackett Curtis in the linebacking core now, along with Allegro inside. Gain of 3 to the 45, second down and 7 for the Hawkeyes.
I love watching Elijah Hills play. I know, you know, he's fighting some stuff, but just bench presses his guy and fired him off. I mean, he just checked out of the game, but I love to see competing even at this stage in the game.
Brandon Lane in there on the defensive line along with Kirk Neal. Second down and 7. Hawkeyes at the Wisconsin 45. Two receivers left, one on the right. Jazzy and Patterson, the running back. Sullivan will give it to him. Patterson met by Tackett Curtis at the 42-yard line. So a third down and 4 for the Hawkeyes. Yeah, it gets busy when you start basketball season. Wisconsin with the Monday night game with Holy Cross. Thursday night, they'll play Montana State, a team highly regarded in the Big Sky Conference. And then a week from tomorrow, they'll take on Appalachian State.
That'll be a good bye week for you.
Busy bye week. Perfect time for a bye week. Got three basketball games. On third down and 4, here's the handoff to Patterson. He'll get the first down. Down to the 35 of Wisconsin, 35 or 36-yard line, Kirk Neal. The Big Sky Conference, the commissioner is my former boss.
Here is that
Learfield,
right?
Tom Wistersill.
I didn't know you ever had a boss.
He was Scott Silvestri before Scott Silvestri.
Oh, is that right? I've always known you.
Way back when.
I've always known you as the boss. You're the Bruce Springsteen of this whole operation.
So my boss, her name is Linda. You got Sarah. Heller's got Kari. Dave's got Susan.
Everybody knows the deal.
I don't know who the boss is. For the 36 of Wisconsin, first and 10, handoff Moulton. And there's Allegro again.
Man.
This dude is a ball player. I mean, the game is lost. It's 35-10 with 5.5 minutes left. And he's making plays.
He's emptied the bucket. And, you know, we saw this at the end of last year. He really showed up. He did a lot of really good things. And then, obviously, this year, you know, you have a couple guys come in, but when he has gotten out there and played, and he has taken a lion's share of the snaps. Last time I checked, I think he was at 12. I think he's 14 or 15 tackles. He has emptied the bucket tonight.
The 36 of Wisconsin, second down and 10. Sullivan will hand off to Moulton, hits it off the right side, and finally Cheney gets him inside the 30 to the 29-yard line. And Elijah Hills lost his helmet, so.
Well, I think he's asking. Hey, this doesn't just fall out. Somebody had a hand in my face, and he's letting the ref know about it. And the ref, what's that pizza joint in town here that everybody likes going to?
Oh, the great place, the Wigan Pen.
Yeah, Coach Plazek in our keys to the game said that's the spot to go hit. Maybe that's because helmets don't just fall off in the D line. But I think they're ready to go to. Aviators, another spot, I think, right?
Yeah, haven't been there. Wigan Penn, that was a place that Bielema recommended. I think your guy Bulaga did too.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
He definitely did.
From the 29 of Wisconsin, third down and 3. And Sullivan will get it to Jazzy and Patterson, banging his way for a first down. And he is all the way down to the 20-yard line of Wisconsin. Well, he just slamming himself right in there. First down for the Hawkeyes with 4:13 remaining, 35-10. Iowa leading Wisconsin.
Well, I didn't make a ton of bold predictions, but if I told you that Iowa was going to run for 300 yards, which they just went to, I would have told you it's going to be a tough night.
Yeah.
And that just got 49 carries. Oh, 309 yards. Mm. Not even 300. Mm.
First and 10 from the Wisconsin 20-yard line. Patterson, the running back. Sullivan under center. Iowa getting into its depth chart here as Patterson running off the right side. Allegro with help getting in there. Looked like Cade McDonald with that first hit. Gain of 4, second down and 6. It's amazing with all those rushing yards that the time of possession is as close as it is. Iowa,
But part of that is, too, that Wisconsin has struggled to get plays and to line up and to do it. So, yeah, but you're right. It's I saw that stat, too, and I would have thought it would have been a lot worse.
It feels like Iowa's at the ball.
Second half, for sure.
Bolton, the ball carrier, inside the 15 to the 14-yard line.
Don't do anything stupid now.
Yeah, we got a Badger getting there. Leon Lowry, and that's officials are going to let that slide. That's your mulligan.
Yeah, that's the case where you got to be smart. Yep. Listen, we got whooped. You got whooped. And when you do that, I understand the frustration of it, but you got more football to play in, and stuff like this, you can't hurt your team down the road.
Badgers are off next Saturday. They host the number one team in the land in 2 weeks. And the 14 of Wisconsin is Kamari Moulton, and he will slam his way to about the 11, where it will be fourth down and 1. This will get us to the 2-minute timeout. Iowa leading 35-10. They actually mark it at the 12, so it's fourth down and 2 as we will step away. 2 minutes remaining, Iowa 35, Wisconsin 10. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
As a professional in your field, have you ever wanted to give back to your community? CTE stands for Career and Technical Education. Career and technical educators are professionals who teach the next generation of students going into these fields. CTEs are important because they help shape the future workforce. CTE not only benefits the student learning the program, but the teacher who teaches it.
CTE has impacted me personally because, one, I'm a product of CTE. I was a student in these classes when I was in high school. But also, as a teacher, I get to build these relationships with students. And it's not just subject matter. It's a potential career. It's a potential passion. And you get to work with students and see them going on to careers in this field. I get to work with students in the most unique setting, a setting that's technical, creative, and hands-on. And I think when you bring teachers and students together like that, you get to see a different side of their potential. There is nothing more exciting than that.
If this seems like something you'd be interested in, go to acteonline.org and search for Teach CTE.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Time to spotlight tonight's Best of the Game, brought to you by Old Dominion Freight Line. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. And what's been a bad night for the Badgers, Christian Allegro has been bringing it throughout the course of the contest. 15 tackles, a sack. I mean, this guy emerging with, without Jaheim Thomas, Christian Allegro has stepped in and has done everything he can.
Playing his tail off and is tackle for loss, a sack, but he's really just flying around. And on a night that not very much stuff went well, I thought Allegro just played his took us off.
He really did. Most tackles in a game for a Badger since Leo Chanel.
Wait.
He was in that game against Army with running all night.
Yep.
He had 17 Chanel in that game. Got a couple of big rings now in his NFL life.
He's a heck of a player.
Really,
and you saw that here. He flashed and showed that. And I don't know what he ended up running, but that was always the thing. Well, is he going to run? And we saw that with Edwards. There's just a bunch of guys that are really good football players. And, Allegro, I think, is on that track. You just see his speed and how he flies around from – sideline to sideline, but Chanel was a fun dude to watch, and he's still crushing it in Kansas City.
He still is, right? Fourth down and 2. Here's the handoff, Jazzy and Patterson, and he'll get the first down. Still up, fighting his way near the 5. And it'll be a First and goal for the Hawkeyes with a minute 52 remaining, and now the clock is running.
And now, let's see, you could just take a knee and call this and wrap this thing up, or do you want to stuff another one in there? That'll be the only decision left on Kirk Ferentz's job tonight.
They're making some personnel changes there. Let's see, they'll bleed the clock. But I'm thinking they're going to run a play here. Let's see, ball at the 4-yard line, first and goal. Ball at the right hash as the Hawkeyes go to our left. Here's Patterson getting the handoff, pushing the pile across the goal line. Touchdown, Iowa. That's a hungry young man, Jazzy and Patterson. 5'10", 195, running bigger and stronger than that. And it's now 41-10, the Hawkeyes, with a minute 15 to play.
And normally I would say just kneel on it, but I remember being a young player.
Yep.
And I remember a guy, you know, getting out there, and it's your job to stop people. I don't have any problem. I know there'll probably be some folks, but you want to reward guys. That was a impressive drive by that young fella.
Yeah, right there with you. Last week was a little odd. You do risk injury to players, and as the PAT is in the air and it's good. But in this case, Jazzy and Patterson's been running hard. He wants to get in there, and he does. And Iowa now leads 42-10 with a minute 15 to play. We'll take another break. Back in 1 minute. This is Badger football from Learfield.
On the football field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you're ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join our team today at join139.com.
Preparation is the key to success on game day. And like your favorite Badgers on the field, you need to be ready right from the opening kickoff. Cenex has your pregame routine covered. We've got your salty snacks, your sweet treats, ice-cold beverages to wash them down, and fresh tanks of propane to fire up the grill. Fuel your fandom at your local Cenex station. Badger Pride, powered locally.
Another impressive scoring drive for Iowa. 12 plays, 66 yards, took 7 minutes, 13 seconds. Jazzy and Patterson getting home. A 4-yard touchdown run. Now 42-10 Iowa with a minute 15 remaining here in Iowa City.
I thought tonight was going to be tough sledding. I thought it was going to be a real... I was nervous from Wisconsin's standpoint about stopping this outside zone because we saw some struggles, but it felt like kind of the ship had been righted and this defense played a lot better. They battled their tail off last week, and they just didn't have any answer for what Iowa was doing today. And to see him put up 42, and I know 14 of that was on turnovers, but I didn't see this one coming tonight.
Yeah, most points scored by Iowa in this series since I was a teenager. Were you born in 1975?
No, I was not even a twinkle.
Yeah. So we got that going for us.
Yeah.
Got to dust off. They got still looking for win number 6, and that's going to be ultra difficult knowing who the next opponent is. You got Nebraska. You got Minnesota after that.
And Minnesota, I think earlier in the year, you're thinking, oh, okay. And now Minnesota's obviously playing really good football. So there's – a lot of challenges ahead yet, and this is going to be a humbling bus ride home.
Yep. Big win for Minnesota today, winning in Champaign against Illinois, and Oregon dropping the hammer on Michigan at the Big House as Drew Stevens with his kick in the air, and Benny Anthony will let it hit a yard deep in the end zone, and the Badgers will go on offense for the final time with a minute 15 remaining. This will be the 700th win all time for the Iowa Hawkeyes. They would be the 35th program to hit that total. For the record, Wisconsin has been in that category for a while. 747 wins all time in the Badgers program. Kirk Ferentz about to win for the 202nd time. He's the coach of the Hawkeyes. Here's the handoff to Darion Dupree, left side, 30, 35, and up to the 40-yard line, and a good hard run from Darion Dupree. Cale Kolarik on the tackle out of the secondary for the Hawkeyes.
Good physical finish there, and Dupree's done some nice things tonight. He's played a little bit more. I've really enjoyed watching him out of the backfield catching the football. And the more reps you can get, the more confident you can get and trust in his reads.
He's going to get another handoff, trying to break off to the left side of the 45-yard line. Good read there across midfield into Iowa territory. Gain of 11 to the 49 of the Hawkeyes with 49 seconds to play.
Yeah, just young guy, and every rep you just want to continue to build and kind of stack that library on where you're cutting, how you're seeing things, learning that patience. So even though this thing has been a... I don't know what word I even want to use. Not been good. You still want to try to gain as much as you can.
Out of the pistol, hand off to Dupree. Hits the left side, gets to the 45 of Iowa. Short gain on the play, and that should wrap it up. 20 seconds remaining. And the Badgers not interested in running another play as the coaches will meet for the postgame handshake. Career win, number 202 for Kirk Ferentz, three away from Woody Hayes, and the all-time Big Ten record for wins by a coach. It's over in Iowa City. Lopsided game here tonight. First quarter, okay for the Badgers. An interception turned it all around, and the Hawkeyes ran all night long. The Badgers could not stop it. As simple as that. Final score, Iowa 42, Wisconsin 10. We're back with the postgame show brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP4 dealers. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this or this or even this. Well, case in point, life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
The tradition, the rivalries. Sirius XM is your destination for all things college sports, and we've got you covered. On Big Ten Radio, there is complete coverage of every school in the conference, including live games, plus 24/7 talk and analysis. So cheer along on the Sirius XM app and listen to your favorite team anywhere. And now you can get 3 months of Sirius XM free. Subscribe now. See offer details at SiriusXM.com/Big Ten Sports.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round, and you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
JJ and TJ.
Picked off by TJ, what?
Russ and Barry.
Hello, Russell Wilson.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in Northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufix started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufix charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Natural gas.
Badger football has been brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. And by Case IH. Get in the red zone with Case IH. Visit caseih.com/badgers. Welcome to the Badger postgame show.
Iowa Hawkeyes take care of their business on the home field tonight, 42-10 against Wisconsin, rolling up 329 rushing yards in this game. This is our local Wisconsin and UP Ford Dealers postgame show. Tausch, you've been on some Badger offenses that rolled up those kind of numbers with some regularity. It's, you know, it's one thing. Brett Bielema always, he mentioned this when he was a head coach. It's one thing to give up a lot of passing yards. You don't like it, but when you give up that much on the ground, that can demoralize you, and that was what happened here tonight.
Exactly the word I was looking for is demoralizing you, because if you have a great quarterback and great wideouts, and sometimes you just can't match up, you're kind of – but I think the physicality, and especially for a program that has really hung its hat on that, for Iowa, that's how they hang their hat, and – they're definitely feeling a heck of a lot better about where they're at, because they dominated this football game, and it happened early. The interception obviously kind of flipped the script from a momentum standpoint, but I just – the drives, and again, Mike Heller gave us those stats, 22 out of 23 run plays. 23 plays, 22 of them are runs, and you get three touchdowns out of it. That's just telling you, hey, we're going to line up. There wasn't some – this wasn't some, I'm going to trick you, I'm going to do this. This was, they're going to run outside zone. They're going to do this, and can you stop it? And unfortunately, more often than not tonight, Wisconsin didn't have any answers to that. So demoralized, I think that's a perfect word to describe kind of where we're at after tonight's game.
And a smart approach from Iowa, too, because they're shorthanded at the quarterback spot. Brennan Sullivan, they know his strengths. He can run it. He can throw it some, but he's the backup. He was the red zone quarterback. So he was 7 of 10 for 93 yards. 53 of those coming on the pass to Zach Ortworth on the 3rd and 7. But Kirk Ferentz, an old offensive line coach, and they know who they are. They know what they've got. You've got an explosive running back in Caleb Johnson. The other two guys aren't bad either, with Kamari Moulton and Jazzy and Patterson ran well, plus Sullivan's ability to run it. They didn't try to reinvent the wheel. So here's what we got. Let's see if they can stop us.
They didn't, and we didn't have any answers. And, you know, having Sullivan, I think Iowa, that mobile quarterback that is a running threat, is another level to go to your run game, and it puts that much more pressure on opposing defenses. And tonight I think Wisconsin sold out trying to stop that run game. And when you do that, you're going to put yourself in some tough spots to stop the quarterback's runs, and he was able to do that. So Iowa did what they wanted tonight for the vast majority of the game. And they did make a few plays throwing it, but this was all about lines of scrimmage. And Iowa just was better on both sides of it.
And Wisconsin's inability to sustain, you know, really any drives. The first drive, 12 plays. The touchdown, they made it 28-10, a 10-play drive. But too many three and outs.
Yeah,
and
that second half, yep. Even with all that said, in the first half, you're down 11, right? You get the football, and you're moving it a little bit. And if you could have just picked up another first down, all of a sudden now you're rolling. And confidence in what you're doing is such an important piece to playing football. And when you get stopped and it's 4th and 2 and you give the ball back, and then Iowa kind of shoves it down your throat,
yep,
all of a sudden it's 21-3 and you're thinking, I don't know if we can get back to this.
Air comes out of the sideline, yep. No doubt. 42-10, Iowa defeats Wisconsin tonight. We'll continue with our postgame show presented by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is seeking to hire licensed psychologists and other mental health clinicians looking for a rewarding career providing vital mental health services to those in our care. To learn more and to apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
This is Ford Truck Month, with big offers on trucks that don't subscribe to the word impossible. Like the up-for-anything off-road ready Ranger, the adaptable Maverick, plus F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, featuring Ford F-150 and Ford Super Duty, the 2024 North American Truck of the Year. Build Ford tough trucks that see the impossible as a dare. And this is Ford Truck Month, with offers that make owning one possible. Get to your Wisconsin Ford dealer. Claim 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
On Wisconsin, the Badgers play here. This is Badger football from Learfield.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people, but anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, "I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger. Some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
USPTO and the National Crime Prevention Council.
Our local Wisconsin at UP 40. This postgame show continues as Iowa puts it on the Badgers tonight. Time for the Red Zone recap from Case IH. While our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH has you covered. Our equipment is designed to help you tackle every field challenge and take your success all the way to the end zone. Learn more at caseih.com/badgers. Iowa, 6-for-6. Wisconsin got in the red zone in the fourth quarter, converted a touchdown there, 1-for-1. And Iowa did, again, You mentioned it, Talish. They're going to run the ball, and those touchdown drives were 99% runs. And Wisconsin's beat up on the defensive line a little bit, but Iowa, that was classic Iowa, what we saw tonight.
Exactly what we all anticipated, and it's whether or not you can hold up against it. And coming into it, you kind of thought, obviously Wisconsin was a little bit beat up, but there's no excuses. Nope. You have to figure things out, and you have to get different guys in. You have to try and do some different things. And Wisconsin, it's not like we didn't try different stuff. We're bringing corner blitzes. We're slanting guys. We're putting 5 down linemen. You're doing everything. And Iowa had answers to everything that you did. And it's really tough when it's a physical deal and you're unfortunately not able to hold up. That's what we saw tonight. And I tip my cap. Iowa does what they do. And they did it really well tonight.
And what Iowa really does well is November. They're now 19-2 this month over the last few years. There was a time when we could give you very similar numbers to Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. but it's been several years. They're now 12-7 here in the month of November since the 2019 season.
And that's what, and I know when Luke took this job, I think that was one of the things he mentioned right away. It's you know, you want to start great, but it's about improving and getting better. And, you know, I thought even with losing to Penn State last week, you could really make that claim, you know, guys are, there's some improvement. You're seeing a lot of things that you feel really good about. And now I think this team has to take a look. You get the bye week, and you have a three-game push here. You obviously want to get bowl eligible, but you want to find a way to win all of them. But you have a big rivalry game. You're going to have a number one team, more than likely, coming into your place. You have a lot of challenges ahead, and you better make sure this isn't the tough part about this business. Nobody cares. Mm-hmm. Now it's up to you in that room. You're going to have your own fans are going to be asking a lot of questions. Everybody's going to be writing you off after a performance like this. So now that group's got to kind of coalesce around each other, and that's when you find out who those leaders are and how you can go about your business and trying to finish off this season.
All right, your Red Zone, the Case IH Red Zone recap brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealers. Learn more at caseih.com/Badgers. 42-10, Iowa defeats Wisconsin tonight. Our postgame show brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. We'll continue in a couple of minutes. This is Badger football from Learfield.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
If you want to be a running back, there's only one place to go. Running Back U, baby. Right here at Wisconsin, where legendary players and unbeatable records are born. And when you want to defeat cancer, there's only one place to go. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, where our own unbeatable team takes on cancer like no other hospital. From pioneering new treatments to defeating cancers no one else could, right here is where the best of the best come together to change the game. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
For over 100 years, David Catt has served the hardworking men and women that improve the quality of life in our community. As your local Catt dealer, David Catt provides new and used, heavy and compact equipment, power systems, rental, parts, and full service support to those of you getting the job done. You make essential progress possible, and David Catt is honored to support the work you do every day. Visit FavittCatt.com or call your local Favitt Catt store for more information. Favitt Catt is proud to sponsor Badgerland. For over 100 years, David Catt has served the hardworking men and women that improve the quality of life in our community. As your local Catt dealer, David Catt provides new and used, heavy and compact equipment, power systems, rental, parts, and full service support to those of you getting the job done. You make essential progress possible, and David Catt is honored to support the work you do every day. Visit FavittCatt.com or call your local David Catt store for more information. David Catt is proud to sponsor Badgerland.
This is your home for the Badgers.
Kick is in the air, and it is good, and the Badgers win it!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Iowa defeats Wisconsin tonight, 42-10. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Checking some other scores. The other Big Ten game in progress. I'm still getting used to seeing this as a Big Ten game. Washington leads USC 26-21 with a minute 55 remaining. Earlier, it was Ohio State over Penn State 20-13.